Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here it is, Crom's commentary.
Michael, over the weekend, there are two or three things that kind of bumped up on me, but Arnold Schwarzenegger gave an impassioned plea on, I don't know what platform it was, but it was an impassioned plea for the people of Russia. And really, you know, he admitted that his own father was a Nazi and that he died a broken man because of that, that he had been all for the dictator, all behind the dictator, and then figured out that what the dictator stood for was absolutely horrible. I mean, by any, there's not enough harsh enough descriptive words. And Arnold Schwarzenegger told the Russian people, don't do that. Don't become a broken person. And when he did that, after he did that, I saw all these commentators talking about two things, and this was kind of interesting. They said Arnold Schwarzenegger spoke from the heart. He said it was obvious that he spoke from the heart. And then they said he should win an Academy Award. And it struck me. I said, now, what do you win an Academy Award for? You win an Academy Award for acting. And they had just finished saying he spoke from the heart. And so he wasn't acting at all, but he should win an Academy Award. Now let's look at another person who actually did win an award, Andrew Cuomo. He actually did win an award, and they gave him an Emmy because they thought he was speaking from the heart. But in fact, he was acting. And so the whole thing just kind of, and now we get over to the New York Times. The New York Times, did the New York Times not win a Pulitzer Prize on the Russian collusion hoax? They won a Pulitzer Prize. Then, when the Hunter Biden story comes up, which is actually a real story and a huge story, they spike the story. And so I'm looking at the world as it is today. I'm looking at the grifters who run the world now. Biden is a grifter. Putin is a grifter. That, by the way, that's why they get along. Biden and Xi, they're grifters. That's why they get along. And the guy that runs Iran is a grifter. And that's why Biden is willing to do a deal with Iran that makes the Russians, i.e. Putin, billions of dollars. And so the world is just kind of, it's upside down in virtually every way. So you have Arnold Schwarzenegger and Cuomo, who are reversed in their roles. Then you have the New York Times that reverses itself in its role. And then you have the grifters who now are in charge of the world. I'm absolutely convinced that Biden thought that Putin would win the Ukrainian war in 3 days. Now Biden is trying to figure out, what can I do to not keep him? This is key, to not keep Putin from winning the war. And so so Biden claims that he's providing armaments to the Ukrainians. From what a lot of the reporting I see is that those arms are not getting there in anywhere near the numbers that Biden is claiming that he's doing, and that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, and that's our commentary for today.